When I pray about all of the mass readings today, the image of my own paternal grandmother and grandfather came to mind, especially at the time when I was a young child living with them, with my three other cousins, my aunts, because at that moment in time, my parents were too poor to take care of my brother and I, living in a very tiny and compact household. We had very little to eat, most of the time only vegetable, and we would only get to eat meat when there are special days, whether special holidays or special holy days. So time were tough. But my grandparents, even though they had very little at hand, they tried their best to always give their best to God. In how they dressed and prepare for church, as well as their souls. I would like this to be the central point of my homily today. When my grandmother go to church for Sunday Mass or First Friday Mass, she would wear a long áo dài, which is a Vietnamese long dress that is tan in color. On special day, she had a red velvet long dress that she wear for like big holy days and special days, like weddings and things like that. My grandfather had like a long t-shirt and two ties. Very poor, very little. But they always dress those when they go to church because they want to give God their best. Not only wearing their best to church, but they do their best to pray and prepare for Mass. Is their faith all-knowing and all-perfect? No, but they always give their best to God. So oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, we give our best to ourselves, to others. We spend so much time trying to prove ourselves or trying to do all these things so that we win the praise of others. But we never give God our best. I'm speaking about like how we come to Mass and how we prepare for Mass. Some people come to Mass grouchingly and feel like, oh, this is the most torturous things ever. Or they come to Mass like putting things on because they didn't prepare themselves for anything. They dress like a sloth to Mass. Well, I'm not asking you dress to impress other people at Mass, but I'm asking you to dress your best for Mass, and as well to prepare your soul and my soul for Mass. How are we doing that? Or are we just rolling out of bed and go to Mass without preparation, without giving our everything to the one who loves us? We demand a lot of God. We demand that God give us this and that whenever we ask of Him. We demand that He satisfies our soul and answer our needs. We demand this and that all the time. But how many times do we really give ourselves totally and completely to God? How are we preparing for Mass? The first and the gospel readings today give us that image of the messianic banquet where we're being invited to dying with the King, and we had to prepare ourselves, not only on the physical, on the exterior part, but also deep from within, of how we desire and we yearn for Him, and make our soul as much stretch and prepare in order to go to not only the messianic banquet, but the Eucharistic banquet, the banquet where we're being fed with His body, His blood, where we are being united at the church. We don't have to wear fancy clothes. We just have to wear our best. That's why you will see, my brothers and sisters, that during the Sunday Mass or High Holy Day Mass, I will always wear my cassocks. It's hot. By the time I wear my cassocks, I'm already underneath. I'm wearing three layers of clothes already. And including my alb, including my chasuble, I have five layers of vestment on. It's hot. But again, I learned from my grandparents to always give God my best, not only on the outside, but also prepare myself so that when I go to Mass, it no longer begrudgingly or only about complaining or about pity me. It's about what I give to Him. My brothers and sisters, we need to praise God. We need to seek Him. We need to desire Him, and we need to allow Him to be the center of our life, not only on the outside, but also spiritually, deeper within. That's why St. Paul said clearly in the second reading, the letter to the Philippians, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I also know how to live in abundance. In every circumstance, in all things, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in Him who strengthened me. I can do all things with Him who strengthened me. We will go through tough times, we will go through good times, we will go through the ups and downs of life. We will have many challenges in this life, but they do not define us, nor people around us define us. We know who we are. We need to give God our best in the present moment. That's all God ever asks of us, our genuine, our transparent, our humble best, instead of being pretentious or proving ourselves to others. Too oftentimes we want to prove ourselves to others. Too oftentimes we want the praise of others instead of receiving His love for us. So, my brothers and sisters, perhaps this week homily will be shorter. But I want you to remember this. When we come to the Eucharistic banquet, to the feast, to Mass, God will wipe away our tears. We can cry to Him. We can plead. We can ask. We can intercess and pray for others. We can come to Him with everything that we have. And He will take everything that we have, genuinely, honestly, intimately, truthfully, transparently, if we offer them to Him. May we not be afraid in coming. May we not dread going to Mass. May we not just check the box. Oh, I have to be there. No, I get to be there. When my grandparents lost everything, when the communists took those things away after the war, when we had little to nothing, when we live in very challenging and hard times, when we had very little, they never gave up on their faith because they know that government changes and all the false promises that are being given by our government are simply things that are nice to hear. But the only thing that will give life is our faith. The only one who gives life is God. And that's why they kept their faith through the ups and downs, through the good and the bad times. Nothing stole away their faith. Nothing took away their hope in Christ. Nothing made them sad because they know who they are and they know who loved them and who has always been faithful to them. God has been. And that's why they always gave God their best. This was the lesson that my grandparents instilled in me. That before I go to Mass, I need to dress my best for Mass. Not only in the clothes, but also in my spirit, deep within my soul. Give God the best. Give God the best of who we are. And then He will take the gifts that we offer, sanctify, transform, and with His grace, help us to receive that strength, that gift that comes deep from within Him, the gift of eternal life, the gift of knowing that He is with us and He is enough for us.